So let's review. The Gemara begins. Amar Belaz Mishum Bar Kapara, Oymahay Reb Meir. Ivari Oyle Shini Taisru, Islehen Marocha Befne Atzma, Vesaydrin Vafil Beshabbos. Belaz recounts the opinion of Reb Meir, which was brought in the previous Mishnah, that there was a special Marocha on the Mizbeach for leftover Ivarm or Pedarm that were not burnt overnight. He explains that even Ivarm Pesulin from a carbon puzzle are burned in this Marocha, if Moshla Behan Ur. They were already partially consumed, although not completely burnt. Rabbi Lazar, and then also Rava hold that according to Rabbi Meir, this extra maracha was also prepared on Shabbos. Rav Huna, however, maintains, Tamid tchilasai decha, seifei ene decha, that only if one shechs the carbon tamid on Shabbos, he may burn this sacrifice on Shabbos. However, if the carbon was shechted before Shabbos, and now he wants to burn the ivarm v'chalam of this carbon, that is not permitted, according to Rav Huna. The Gemara now examines further the statement of Rav Huna. Tamid chilas edeicha, seifa inedeicha. What is inedeicha referring to? Rav Chizkiya explains this to mean that it is deicha Shabbos, but not deicha Tumah. Whereas Rabbi explains that it is deicha Tumah, but not deicha Shabbos. This was also the understanding of the Gemara earlier. Abaya asked Rabbi that it should be deicha both Shabbos and Tumah, based on the pasuk in the parsha of the Tamid, lahakrav li b'me'adai. Rabba further clarifies their positions as follows. We compare Saifai, which is Haktar Seivarm, to Tchilasai, the Shechita Bezrika. Therefore, Rabba says, Tumah de Tchilasai ba Mitcha Tumahu. If there is no Kain Tar to sprinkle the blood, it may be sprinkled by a Kain Tameh. Saifai Nami Dachi. So to the end of the service for this carbon, namely Haktar Seivarm, is also Decha Tumah. However, Shabbos, the Tchilasai Lav Bar Mitcha Shabbosu, since the beginning of this carbon, the Tamid Shalbein Arbaim of Friday, is not Deicha Shabbos, Soifei Nami Leidachi. So to the end of this process, which is the Haktar Zivarm, is also not Deicha Shabbos. Rav Chizda says, Shabbos, the Huchahi Betzibur. Shabbos, as a rule, is Huchah Betzibur. A carbon tzibur may be brought on Shabbos, Soifei Nami Dachi. Therefore, even the end of the process, the Haktar Zivarm, is also permissible on Shabbos. And even the Ivarm of a carbon from Erev Shabbos would be permissible since Shabbos Hucher B'tzibur. Tumah d'tchuyahi B'tzibur, whereas Tumah is only d'chuyah B'tzibur, and is not completely permitted, and therefore t'chilasai d'ikur kapara d'achi. Only the beginning of the process, which is the main kapara of the carbon, is permitted b'tumah, which is the shechita and the zrika. But soifoi d'lav ikur kapara loy d'achi, the sacrificing of the Ivarm is not d'ikur tumah. The Gemara and the Perek conclude with a machlokes between Abaye and Rava regarding extinguishing the coals of the Mizbeach or the Menorah. We know from the Pasuk, Eish Tukat al Mizbeach Leisichba, that it is a lav to extinguish coals which are burning on the Mizbeach, which is punishable with Malkus. The Gemara questions whether this lav applies to burning coals that have been retrieved from the Mizbeach as well. Itmar, Hamachaba Eish Machta u'Menorah. If one extinguished coals which were raked from the Mizbeach for the purpose of lighting the Menorah, or for the machta used by the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur for the Keteret service, Abaye Amar Chayev, Rava Amar Pater. Abaye holds that one is still Chayev, even though these coals are no longer on the Mizbeach, because they are still considered Eish HaMizbeach, as they originated from the Mizbeach. Whereas Rava holds that in such a case, one is exempt from Malkus, because Kivin D'nitke Nitke. Once the coals are removed from the Mizbeach, they are no longer considered Eish HaMizbeach, and one is no longer liable for extinguishing them. Hanulach Teref Bekalfi, we have Baruch Hashem completed the fourth parak Teref Bekalfi, and we'll begin the fifth parak, Hoitzi Ulai, in the next shir, Be'ez Hashem.